Ozark Radio Sports.
Challenge here today, and this is the game between the MSU West Plains Grizzlies and the ball club from Mount Carmel, Illinois, the Wabash Valley Warriors. I'm Harlan Hutchison back in the studio, Dylan Groves, and we're probably about 5 minutes or so from the tip-off for this game, and we just had another game prior to this one involving a Region 16 team. Remember the team that beat the Grizzlies last weekend up at Burlington, Iowa? That team, the Southeast Iowa Blackhawks, beat the Mineral Area Cardinals in the first game here, or last game here today, 65-59. So Southeast Iowa remains undefeated. Mineral Area takes a loss, and pretty much everybody's taken some losses here early in the season in Region 16. Three River State, Fair, Moberly, Mineral, all have had their own struggles here to start the year, and it's a long road. It's a long season. Things will change as the year goes by. Players will step up. Players will be hurt. Players have to move into the lineup. There's a lot of things that will happen between now and the end of the year. But the Grizzlies got their first win of the season at home against Linkier Prep the other night, 85-58. 15 players played in the game for the Grizzlies. 13 of them scored. Leading the way was Urji Hanami and also Sean Glass. Both had 11 points, 10 points for Javian Downey. The Grizzlies starting lineup for today will be a little bit different in that the Grizzlies are going to start five sophomores. And four of those sophomores, of course, returned from last year's team. Starting five for the Grizzlies today will be the pride of Calico Rock, Arkansas, Riley Whitaker, the 6'3 sophomore guard. All are sophomores. Javian Downey, 6'3 guard from Toronto, Canada. Urji Hanami, 6'4 guard from Windsor, Ontario. Zaheem Jackson is the sophomore that was not here last year, but he's in the lineup today. 6'3 from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, battling a hamstring issue. And Lionel Kamwemba, the 6'8 forward from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Now the starters for Wabash Valley will include Clay Butler, a 5'11 sophomore from Indianapolis, Indiana. Muja Burton, a 6'5 sophomore from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Core Furlow, a 6'7 freshman from Griffin, Georgia. Kevin Anthony, a 6'10 sophomore from Chicago. And Jameel Barber, a 6'4 sophomore guard from Atlanta, Georgia. Those are the players that will start the game today. We'll have the tip-off coming back in just a couple of moments. We've got more basketball, of course, coming up next week. But tonight, here on KDY, we'll have Zizzer football as West Plains will host the Logan Rogersville Wildcats in district semifinal play. Paul Knight and Mike Renfro will have that for you on the radio this evening. It's a 7 o'clock kickoff for the Zizzers and the Wildcats. That'll be tonight here on KDY, and hopefully that'll lead to a district championship football game next week. Hopefully, if the Zizzers can prevail tonight, take on the winner of the contest between Carl Junction and Bolivar. Teams are warming up. We're just about ready to start. So let's take a two-minute timeout, and the game between the Grizzlies and their counterparts from Mount Carmel, Illinois, from Wabash Community College. That's coming up in 2 minutes on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Dobbs Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn, here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's ball savings time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our fall savings event.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
We're just about ready to get it going. Once again, the starting five for the Grizzlies: Riley Whitaker, Javian Downey, Urchie Hanami, Zaheem Jackson, and Lionel Kamwemba. Starting five for Wabash Valley will be Clay Butler, Muja Burton, Core Furlow, Kevin Anthony, and Jameel Barber. The Grizzlies will be in the white today with the blue and red trim. Wabash Valley in the black with the red and white trim. We're ready to go. Lionel Kamwemba will jump center against Kevin Anthony, and the tip is stolen by Zaheem Jackson for the Grizzlies. Pressure on the ball out front to the right corner. Javian Downey, they're playing straight man-to-man. Ball fake, step through, kick it to the corner. Javian moves it to the point. Riley shoots the three. That's off the back iron, bounces high, hits the deck, pop four, and now Lionel Kamwemba. Terrific play as he saved it from going out of bounds and bounced it off the left leg of Kevin Anthony, the 6'10" postman for the Warriors. It'll be Grizzly ball underneath and 20 on the shot clock. Zaheem has it in the corner, bounce pass out to the point. Urchie Hanami over on the left side, back to Urge at the right point. Ball fake, puts it on the floor, step through, kick it to the corner, up fake, step back by Zaheem. Now he forces the three, that's short. Rebound the weak side though, Lionel Kamwemba. In the corner, Riley for a three, no good. Rebound long to the far side, and it's chased down by Wabash Valley. They come back with their first chance to score today. They'll move it on the right with Jameel Barber back to the point on the left side. The Grizzlies stay or set up, looks like in a zone. The 2-3 zone at that in the left corner, back on the left wing. Shot clock at 10 to the high post. Dribble to the low block, turns on the baseline, trapped underneath. Ball loose, stolen away. Zaheem Jackson with a 2-on-1 break, bounce pass across. Urchie spins to the baseline, bounces it off the board and good. Urchie Hanami with a nice move to his right, banked it in. That's the first bucket of the ball game. The Grizzlies have the first lead, 2-0. Over on the left side now. In the paint, here's a spin move, kick back outside now to the right corner. Fake the shot, move in with a bounce, and the shot is up and no good. And the rebound is controlled by Jameel Barber. Three ball from the point is good by Clay Butler. Clay Butler with the bucket. And now back to play. Here's a drive by Javian Downey as he cuts down the lane and is able to draw some contact, but he didn't get a foul called on that play, but he still got the bucket. Now free throw line jump shot. No good. Ball is slapped around, picked up by the Grizzlies, and they come down the floor. Underneath ball lost by Urchie Hanami, but a foul's going to be called as he took it to the basket. And that foul looks like it's on Core Furlow. That'll be his first personal foul. So we'll shoot two. First try for Urji Hanami. Back iron, no good. Be nice, get off to a good start today. Get a little first half lead. If the Grizzlies can win today and tomorrow, they'll leave here with a above 500 record at 3-2. Next free throw is good by Urji Hanami. One out of two, 5-3 Grizzlies. At the right point. Clay Butler, bounce pass inside, fumbled by the postman. Back over on the right side. Set, pop a three for the tie, no good. Ball comes out to the right corner, taken by Riley Whitaker. Up the right side now, Javian Downey, cross-court pass, left corner. Catch and shoot for Urji for three, in and out. Rebound, though, picked up by Lionel Kimwimba. Grizzlies shoot a three from way out at the point. That's off the back guard, no good. Rebound, up, no good by Urji Hanami. And the foul will be called against the Warriors. And that'll stop the clock at 17:07 of the first half. And we get a timeout with the score of the Grizzlies 5, the Warriors 3, back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
We're at the Fitzsimmons John Arena. They've got a brand new floor here at Moberly Area Community College. This is one of the older facilities that we normally play at, but it is still in really good shape. Free throw good by Urji Hanami, who will get one more free throw. The Warriors have both fouls called in this game, and I think they're both on Core Furlow, so he's got a little issue. Next free throw good by Urji. 7-3. Grizzlies back in the zone now. Left side knocked away by Urji. Picked back up by the Warriors. Bolt pass inside, terrible pass. Stolen away by Zaheem Jackson. Riley to the left corner. Urji got a three. It's no good. Tipped out by Lionel. And now back come the Warriors. Step through on the drive. Right-hand layup, no good. Tipped out long. Loose ball picked up by Zaheem Jackson. Zaheem, coast to coast the other way. Got tripped, fell down on the deck. Loose basketball stolen away by the Warriors. Free throw line. Now at the other end, a pull-up jumper is good by Gabe Bird. Just in the ball game. Six-foot sophomore from Milwaukee gets his first bucket. And it's 7-5. Grizzlies by two. Left side, three by Riley Whitaker. That's off the mark. And a foul will be called on the floor on the rebound. And Urji, or I should say Lionel Kimwimba, is doing a really good job of battling inside. He will come out of the ballgame now. And in for him is Jaden Roach. Now, if you're in a black uniform and Lionel comes in, then you see Jaden Roach enter the ballgame, you're going, well, this isn't much, because Jaden is a big, strong lad. Here's the inbound play. Bounced outside. Grizzlies will set their offense. Sean Glass is in the game. Javian Downey down the key. Puts up a runner off the board. No good. Tips long to the corner. Picked up by the Grizzlies. Now at the point, Sean Glass in the paint. Floater goes up, partially blocked by the seven-footer. Now up the left sideline. Good job getting back on defense by Sean Glass. Cutting off the dribble by Bird. down the left side. The Grizzlies, who have a two-point lead, play defense. At the left point, lob pass, low block. To get to the big guy inside. Looking across court, ball deflected out of bounds by Javian Downey. Stays with the Warriors with nine on the shot clock. Blake Harris comes in for the Grizzlies, the freshman from Jackson, Missouri, the 6'5 freshman. At the point, down the key, spinning to the middle, Bird stops, puts up the shot, no good, tipped up and in, and I believe the big guy got that one. At least that's who I'm going to give it to. Kevin Anthony with a tip in off the missed shot. Now we're tied at 7 apiece. Need to make some shots here. I say make some shots. Talk about perimeter shots. We haven't made one yet. Here's a drive by Ergy down the key. Puts it up softly. It hits both the front and the back iron and crawls in. So Ergy Hanami fueling the offense. He's got 7 of the 9 points for the Grizzlies so far. Grizzlies back to their 2-3 zone. Top of the circle. Left side. Lob pass to the low block. Here's Kevin Anthony. The big guy works his way in, down, hook pass across, bad pass, threw it away. Nice job that time defensively by Jaden Roach, using his size and strength, giving up some height, but he would not be moved. And Kevin Anthony's hook pass inside was down around the knees of the player, and so it went out of bounds. Third turnover on Wabash Valley. Grizzlies with it. Sean Glass on the right wing. Jonathan White in the game for the Grizzlies. The freshman left side. Harris got a three look, and it's in and out. Bad break. And the rebound pulled down by Kevin Anthony for Wabash. Oh, here's the ball kicked out of bounds on a pass up the left sideline. Sean Glass got a hand in there and caused that ball to be fumbled away, and Wabash now has their fourth turnover. The Grizzlies have thrown it away once in the first. Now, Wabash had gone to a zone that last trip down. Let's see if they stay in that here. And it looks like they are. Nope. They've gone back to man-to-man. Sean Glass, left side. Jonathan White dribbles over the top to the right side. Javian Downey has it. He'll go left. Gets a high screen. Picks up the dribble. Feeds it across. 8 on the shot clock. Jonathan White, step back. Going to fire along. 3 ball. That's off the mark. And it's picked up again by Kevin Anthony. And back will come Wabash Valley at the right point to the right corner. Backing the ball down. They'll post up. Good job by Blaine Harris to stop the dribbler. They'll have to give it back. Now down the lane. The right-hand runner is up and good by Daniel Robinson. Just in the ball game. 6'2 sophomore from Milwaukee. They've got a few Milwaukee kids on this team. It's 9-9. Now ball slapped out of bounds right in front of the Wabash bench. Mineral Area smoked these guys, 65-43. Left wing, Sean Glass is wide open for a three, and it won't go. Blaine Harris hustles it down, gets it back to Sean Glass. He'll turn, baseline, jump shot, good. Attaboy, nice-looking shot from 12 from the left side on the baseline. Sean Glass picks up his first basket. It's 11-9 Grizzlies, backed up by 2. Left side pass inside, good play. Jaden Roach got a hand in, slapped the ball away from postman. Jonathan White steps through, left hand layup's too hard, but Jaden's there. He goes up, no good, but he got fouled, and he'll shoot 2. Jaden Roach, 6'6", and he is a freshman from Miramar, Florida. He's not just 6'6". He's got the body to go along with it. He is stout. First free throw here is good. Jaden Roach back to the line for one more. The Grizzlies from the line have made 4 out of 5 and make it 5 out of 6. as Jaden Roach connects twice. He's given the team a lift off the bench, and he'll come out on that note, and Lionel Kamwembo will come back in for him. So the Grizzlies back to their zone. Sean Glass out front. The two guards on the wings are Jonathan White and Zaheem Jackson. Blaine Harris playing on the back line with Lionel Kamwembo. Down the lane, here's a runner and a floater. It's up and good by Clay Butler as he found a gap in the zone and drove the lane and put it up from about 8 feet. 13-11, Grizzlies lead the Warriors. Zaheem behind the back dribble, cuts across, kicks it far side. Jonathan White with a three, that's short, but Lionel Kamwembo gets another rebound. Gets it back outside to Jonathan. Spins to the middle, back on the wing. Here's a long three by Zaheem. Hits the back iron and goes up and hits the top of the backboard. Now we're going to have a foul call on the rebound. That's going to be on Lionel Kamwembo, pushing off for the rebound there. Last year, that would not have been a good foul because we were so thin in the post. But this year, we have so much more depth you can afford if your line will play a little more aggressive. Here's a pull-up shot for a two by Clay Butler from the left side. That's good. And we're tied at 13. Shane Glass on the right side. He's got a guy he can take, so he'll lose the basketball, got it back, got it over. Zaheem Jackson now. He'll turn, fall away from 12 feet. Good, Zaheem Jackson. Supremely confident. That was not an easy shot, but he makes his first of the day. It's 15-13. In the left corner, pull up from 15 feet, no good. And Blaine Harris gets the rebound in spite of a player going directly over his back. Blaine Harris, front court. They'll move it to the right wing now. Zaheem Jackson, pull up, shoots it from 16. Good. Zaheem's got a little rhythm going now. You can see that in good shooters. You can tell when they're in a rhythm, and right now Zaheem is likely to shoot it again next time he gets it. 17-13, the Grizzlies lead by four. We're at Moberly, Midwest JUCO Challenge. Ball knocked away out front by Zaheem. Picked back up, though. Down the corner. Pull-up shot. Left corner, no good. Rebound will be tipped out of bounds. That's going to be off of the Warriors. It'll go back to the Grizzlies. Blaine Harris comes out. Jonathan White comes out for the Grizzlies. Jake Sage from Springfield will come in the lineup now for the Grizzlies. Back in is Riley Whitaker. And Zaheem Jackson's probably a little tired, but the way he's shooting the ball right now, I mean, we've been trying to find someone who can knock in a perimeter shot. Going to leave him out there for a while. Jake Sage has it on the right wing. Wraparound bounce pass is knocked away, but we've got a kick, and we'll have 20 on the shot clock. Grizzly ball from underneath. Zaheem Jackson, Sean Glass, Riley Whitaker, Lionel Kamwembo, and Jake Sage. See if the Grizzlies can get Jake open on a screen here. Maybe get him a three. Nope, inbound play. Sean Glass in the corner, circles out. As the screen left, goes that way, passes over to Zaheem Jackson, going to shoot it from there. No good. Ball is tipped across and picked up by Kamea Chandler in the front court. Back to Chandler in the left corner. He's going to shoot a three. That's no good. Rebound long. Riley Whitaker chases it down. The Grizzlies lead by four, 17-13. Front court left side. Jake Sage got an open shot for a three. No good. But there is Sean Glass. He'll shoot a three from the corner. That's no good. Ball's on the deck. Tied up. And the jump ball will go back to Wabash. Our perimeter shooting is very poor right now. We're getting all kinds of open three-point looks, but it ain't happening yet. Now Zaheem Jackson and Sean Glass will come out of the ballgame. Ryan Richardson will check in for the Grizzlies. Another forward from Florida, 6'5 sophomore. Javian Downey is also back in the ballgame. on the left side, bounces low block. Good pass inside, shot off the boards too hard. Rebound by Lionel Kamwimba. Lionel is playing like he's 6'8 today, that's for sure. In the right corner, Riley Whitaker out front. Richardson, left point. Hand it off now, Javian going back the other way. Riley with a catch, drives the key. Feeds it across, and it's stolen away. Only the second turnover on the Grizzlies, and now Ryan Richardson gets a hand on the pass. Tips it out of bounds. He'll stay with the Warriors. We may get a media timeout here. Well, the ball was tipped out by the Grizzlies. And now they're all screwed up. Oh, they're going to say it was off Wabash. That's a break. Javian Downey says, clear out. I got it. And here he comes up the floor against Kamea Chandler. Front court, right side. Ryan Richardson on the sideline, trapped. Gets it over Riley Whitaker. Feeds it across. Down the left corner, Jake Sage. Dribbles in, gets it back outside. At the right point, Ryan Richardson traveled with the basketball. I mean, this is a half-court game to the nth degree. In the backcourt, Chandler will bring it up the floor for the Warriors. Front court, left side, Musha Burton, 6'5", forward. Here's the shot in the point, no good, but nobody blocked off the shooter. He walks in, gets the rebound, and lays it in. That's Clay Butler. He's got 9. Nobody, that's one of the downsides of playing zone. Players are you're guarding areas and not players, so you don't block off quite as well normally. Fabian Downey curls down the lane. Got tripped. Got fouled. And that's going to be on Kamea Chandler. That'll be his first. Only the 15 foul call against the Warriors. The Grizzlies have 1. Ryan Richardson comes out of the lineup. Grizzlies will sub in. Bounce inside, low block. Here's Roach. Goes in, right hand hook shot. No good. Too stout. And the rebound picked up, and back they come. Left baseline, got to cut it off, and they do. Good play by Jake Sage defensively. Now they throw the ball back court. That's a turnover. Number 5 on Wabash here in the half. 7:27 to go. Blaine Harris on the inbound play for the Grizzlies. 20 on the shot clock. Urji Hunami. Bounce pass. Blaine Harris. Right elbow. And he nearly had it stolen away. Tipped away. Got it back. Up by 2. 17-15. Grizzlies by 2. In the first half at Moberly. Down the key. Here's a pull-up shot. Blocked. Javian tried to shoot it over a forward. That didn't work. Down the key all the way. Here's a driving layup. Right-hand layup is good. Foul on the play. The basket counts. Clay Butler. We'll get it. And that's going to be on Jaden Roach. And only the second foul on the Grizzlies. Javian comes out for Zaheem Jackson. Javian Downey goes to the bench. Zaheem Jackson back in. He's there with Urji Hanami, Jake Sage, Jaden Roach, and Blaine Harris. Free throw for the three-point play is good. And with that, the Warriors take a one-point lead, 18-17. We've been stuck on 17 for a while. Urji Hanami down the key all the way. He dishes across, ball lost, out of bounds. No, he stepped out. The defender stepped out with the ball. Tried to bounce it off of Urji, but he had already stepped out of bounds. Zaheem will throw it in for the Grizzlies. 6:49 to go in the half. Bob out front, Urji Hanami has it. On the right side, Zaheem Jackson. Down the key, steps through, got fouled. He'll shoot. 1-1. Nope, that's just 6. Unless, no, not in the act of shooting. So, it'll be a 20-second shot clock again. Zjack throws it in for the Grizzlies. Bounce inside to the low block. Jaden Roach double team. Gets it back over. Jackson with 13 on the shot clock. Cut off on the baseline to his left. Now curls to the middle. Right hand floater is no good. Man, we can't buy one. Down by one. Up the right side. Pass across the floor. Ball kicked away. Picked back up. Fed back outside. Three ball from the left point is no good. Rebound Jake Sage for the Grizzlies. 18-17. Double screen now. Jake Sage gets open. Can't get the three away. And he got fouled on the drive. And that will be on Jameel Barber, his first. That should be a 1-1. And anytime they want to foul Jake Sage, that's all right with us. We got the bonus going. Jake Sage from Springfield, Kickapoo. His official address is Battlefield, Missouri. They're in the lane too early. The free throw is no good, but he'll get another shot. Just as Jake is going to go up and shoot it, one of the Warriors just went stumbling into the zone. Jake finished his shot but missed it. But that had to be a little distracting. Jake Sage again. Going to do it all over. 1-1. But to that, good. When it's all said and done this year, if you're going to put a bet on which player would have the best free throw percentage, smart money would be pointed toward number 10 in white. As he shoots the next one, it's good. So with that, the Grizzlies take the lead again, 19-18. Right corner, open shot for a three. That's no good. Rebound by Zaheem Jackson for the Grizzlies on the weak side. Long pass up, Harris saved it from going out of bounds, and now the ball fumbled away, and now they're going to turn it right back over. After the Grizzlies threw it away, the Warriors return the favor with their sixth turnover. Zaheem Jackson, left side, up fake by Jake Sage, seven on the shot clock. Urji Hanami down the key to the corner, Blaine Harris. He's got a three, look, and it's good, Blaine Harris. As you hear the shot clock horn go off. That's our first three of the day. 22-18. Right corner catch and shoot for a three. No good. Rebound inside. Put up. No good. Put up again. No good. Rebound by Lionel Kamwimba. Zaheem Jackson down the lane. Stop. Shoots a 12-foot fadeaway. No good. On the weak side, it's rebounded by Daniel Robinson to the right corner on the baseline. Wraparound pass. Now they'll shoot it to the right point. Robinson with an up fake. Moves in from 17. No good. Rebound Jake Sage, his second of the day. Grizzlies by four, 22-18. JV and Downey and Sean Glass will check in if the next stops. Down the key. Here's a drive all the way. No good. Got fouls. Zaheem Jackson. It is such a valuable commodity to have a player, especially a guard, that can put the ball on the floor and get it to the basket when you're not shooting well. That's the alternative plan. Get it to the rim, get some easier baskets, get some fouls. And the shooter for the Grizzlies, again, Zaheem Jackson. First free throw is short, no good. And the Grizzlies will sub in Sean Glass and Riley Whitaker. And the next try is good. Zaheem has five. Urji Hanami has seven. to lead the scoring for the Grizzlies. 23-18 off a high screen. Lob pass to the right corner. They'll move it back to the perimeter. On the block, ball knocked away. That should be Grizzly. Oh, boy. Looked like the postman, Kevin Anthony, reaching for it after Lionel Kamwimba tapped it away. Got a hand on it, but they won't give me a striped shirt. Wisely so. Inbound play in the corner. Wraparound pass on the block. Postman Harvey goes up, slapped away. Oh! Slapped away, and a guy that couldn't even see the play called it on the far side of the floor. He had an official standing 7 feet from that play. He just stood there and watched it. Then the guy that was blocked over in the far corner in front of the Grizzly bench called it. That's not much faith in your partner there. Inbound play, catch and shoot, and no good. Ball goes long, but it's chased down by the Warriors. Right corner, jab step, step in, now move it back on the baseline. Riley Whitaker bodies up, pass across, two-handed dunk by Kevin Anthony. A very high percentage shot, 23-20, Grizzlies by three. Whitaker with it. Now, here's Sean Glass, left point, Urji Hanami. Nothing open, lob it over the top. Riley has it way out right side for a three, no good, and he got fouled on the shot. Wow, he'll shoot three. He was falling back on the shot. And still, the defender got into him from about over on the hash mark on the far sideline. So he gets to shoot three times. We could have a six-point lead here. First free throw, nope, no good. The former Calico Rock Zebra puts it up again, and this time it's good. Grizzly free throw shooting has not been good first three games. It's much better today, though. No good as he only makes one out of three as it rims off. 26-20. Two-possession game. We're down to 3:20 to go in the first half. Ball loose on the floor. Great hustle, Urji Hanami. He gets it back up to Sean Glass. Two-on-two break. Sean will pull up. Shoot it. Good from 10 feet. Sean Glass has four. 26-20. Let's see what we can get done these last 3 minutes. Maybe build some kind of a cushion. On the right baseline, they're going to stop and pop for a two. No good off the miss by Travian Ford. Rebound, Grizzlies come back. At the point, Urji up fake, dribbles the key all the way, lost it out of bounds, and that'll be a turnover on the Grizzlies. Five for them, six. Well, five for the Grizzlies, six on the Warriors. 26-20. Clay Butler at the right point. Gabe Bird dribbles over at the left elbow, backs down, turns to the middle, forces a shot and scores. That was a good play. Gabe Bird has 4 points. 6 foot guard, Milwaukee. Grizzlies now on offense with Riley Whitaker. Top of the circle, hands it off. Jamie Downey going left down the left corner. Urji Hanami splits the D, drives, puts the shot high off the board. No good. And the rebound to the 6'10", Kevin Anthony. 26-22. Grizzly by four. Off a high screen down the key. Bird steps back, steps the dribble. Gets it across now. They'll cut off Butler. Now to the right corner. Grizzly zone shifts well. Curl over the top, backing down. Bird forces the shot, spins it off the glass. Good foul on the play, and the basket counts. As Gabe Bird now has six, and he'll get a free throw to go with it. And Javian Downey will pick up the foul on the shot. So it's a two-point game now, 26-24. Blaine Harris will come in for the Grizzlies. For Javian Downey, Jake Sage comes in for Urji Hanami. When you have this many guys on your team, all of which can play, it's hard to find sometimes that right combination because it takes some time to see how things work out with that certain group of players out there. And now the next free throw is good. So it's 26-25. The Grizzlies lead by one. We're thinking about a six-point lead. Now it's a one-point lead. Whistle away from the ball, and we'll have an illegal screen called on Lionel Kamwimba. So that is his second. Even though they're not showing individual fouls on the scoreboard, and why, I don't know. Everything else is working up there, but that's not on. Left baseline. Harvey backs down, knocked away from behind, out of bounds, almost stolen by Zaheem Jackson. Stays with the Warriors. 30 on the shot clock, a buck 25 on the game clock here. Here's the inbound play. They'll lob it out front. Blaine Harris got the steal. Fed up ahead. Jake Sage ahead of the field. Left-hand layup is good. Bucket off the turnover. Jake Sage has four. And now a foul in the backcourt as the Grizzlies knock the ball away again, and there will be a foul called on the Warriors. That'll be on Travion Ford trying to get the ball back after the turnover. So, Jake Sage, back to the free throw line. I'll add up our free throw shooting here in just a second. It's been much, much better, as I said a moment ago. Jake Sage will shoot. Double bonus. Got two. First try is no good. Well, let's see. We've shot 14 free throws so far. And we've made nine. So that is better. One more try for number 10 in white. No good. Rattles in and out. Man alive. That's weird. That's usually a given. Down the lane. The hook pass cross. Good play. Zaheem Jackson cuts in front. Gets a steal. The Grizzlies push it up the floor a little bit. In the corner, Jake Sage back over on the right side. Sean Glass. Under a minute to go in the half. Zaheem, back to the point. Sean Glass, three ball, straight up, good. Sean from way downtown. And with that three, that gives him seven on the day, 31-25. Big shot right there, big shot. Out front, whistle, late call. And we're going to have an offensive foul call. Inside, I believe that's on Jamil Barber, 23. Player control, so no free throws attached. 34.9, and here we go again. 31-25 Grizzlies. Sean Glass up front on the right side now. Zaheem Jackson. 20 seconds. We're playing for the last shot of the half. 13 on the shot clock. Down the key. Here's a left-hand runner. Jake Sage. Good, and the basket counts. A little teardrop floater, and get this. With the other hand, with the left hand. He saw the big guy coming after him there. And a nice soft touch with the left hand that time. Jake Sage with 2+1. And it's good. You knew he wasn't going to miss three in a row. And it's 34-25, biggest lead of the game for either team, 9 points. Jonathan White back in the ball game. And just in for the Grizzlies is Jareel Tomlinson, 6'7", freshman from Ajax, Canada. Kid is super athletic. In the front court. Down to 4 seconds, two and a half. Down the key. Bird kicks it far side. Shoots a high arcing three. No good. And that's the end of the first half. The Grizzlies play their best half of basketball so far this season early on. And they lead at the break here against the Warriors from Wabash Valley in Mount Carmel, Illinois by a score of 34-25. Grizzly Halftime brought to you by Missouri State University West Plains. New beginnings and endless possibilities. And we'll come back in 2 minutes on KDY.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn, here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
What could be better than getting new tires and putting money back in your pocket? You can do both at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Buy 4 new Goodyear tires and get a $200 rebate when you use the Goodyear credit card. Travel with peace of mind this summer with new rubber on the road and more money in your pocket.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, at halftime, the score 34-25, and the Grizzlies, I think, we had the halftime lead the other night against Linkier Prep, but first, lead away from the Civic Center at halftime this season. Let's take a look at the scoring. The Grizzlies had 8 players score in the first half, and 3 of them had 7 points. Urji Hanami, Sean Glass, and Jake Sage all tossed in 7. With 5, Zaheem Jackson. 3 for Blaine Harris. 2 each for Javian Downey and Jaden Roach. And Riley Whitaker had 1. Wabash Valley trailing by 11, trailing by 9 here at the half. Only have 4 players score. They got 12 from Clay Butler, 7 from Gabe Bird, 4 points from Kevin Anthony, and 2 for Daniel Robinson. Grizzlies took much better care of the basketball in the first half. They threw it away 5 times compared to 9 for Wabash Valley. Wabash was 2 for 2 at the free throw line. The Grizzlies shot 16 free throws in the first half, and they made 10 out of those. It is halftime. It's the Grizzlies leading Wabash Valley at Moberly, 34-25 at the Midwest JUCO Challenge. These tournaments early in the year are really handy because it gives you a chance. You don't normally play tournament basketball once the season kind of gets rolling, but with these type tournaments, you've got multiple teams coming in. There'll be times during the year when you'll go somewhere and it'll just be 4 teams playing. But in this one, we've got a bunch of teams and some of the better teams in junior college basketball. The Triton Trojans from River Grove, Illinois are here, along with Southeastern Iowa. We saw them last weekend and saw them win again today by beating Mineral Area. SWCC, Southwestern Illinois College, that'll be our opponent for tomorrow's ball game here at Fitzsimmons John Arena. So, and Fitzsimmons, John Arena, just for those that are basketball historians, Cotton Fitzsimmons, longtime college coach and coach in the NBA. He coached here. Maurice John, he's the John in the arena name. Long, long time coach here. And some other very notables too. People like Charlie Spoonhour, Jay Spoonhour, Mark Burnson. And there's others. Rich Daly, yeah, Dr. Detroit. Back when he was also an assistant for Norm Stewart at Mizzou. There's been a bunch of them come through here. Really, really good coaches. And they have a Hall of Fame coach at the helm here right now, of course, with Coach Smith. Meanwhile, a break with the score. 34-25, Grizzlies. Grizzly halftime continues in 2 minutes on KDY.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service specializes in doing things better, from selling tires to complete quality auto repair and auto service, serving the community for 40-plus years. Speaking of service, Don's Auto Service can provide air conditioning performance checks and services, computerized alignments, engine analysis, and more.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's Ball Savings Time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our Fall Savings event.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Halftime score, Grizzlies 34, Warriors 25. The Grizzlies have already come out to loose it up for the second half. Our next game, again, will be here at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Southwestern Illinois College will be the opponent. And then we're going to be done until next Wednesday. Next Wednesday, the Grizzlies will be going to Miami, Oklahoma to play a really good Northeastern Oklahoma college team. The Norsemen, we used to play them all the time. We used to play them every season back when we had those, you probably remember back in the days when we had those 3-day tournaments. They used to always be one of the teams early in the year that would come for that, but we kind of lost track a little bit. I believe we did play them at home last year, but as far as year in, year out, not the case. Well, we get to return the favor, and we'll be going to Miami on Wednesday night of next week. That'll be a really good ball game, and that's a little bit later start time than what we normally have. Normally, we start at 7 with most games home and away, but this one will start at 7:30. And, of course, State Fair is the other exception to that rule. Anyway, looking a little bit further down the road, our next games at home will be on November 19th. That'll be a Tuesday night. That'll be against Arkansas State Newport. So the Aviators are coming back to town. Tigers from Northeast Mississippi Community College will be in town on November the 22nd. So basically, next week we have one game, and that's at Miami on Wednesday. And then the following week, on Tuesday, we'll be at home against Arkansas State Newport. That Friday, a two-night tournament, Northeast Mississippi Community College will play the Tigers on Friday night, and then we'll play the Blackhawks from Southeast Iowa Community College on Saturday night. That Southeast Iowa team is just a little bit salty, and they won again today as they beat Mineral Area here. So we're at the half with the score of the Grizzlies, 34, the Warriors, 25, and big weekend, too, for the Grizzly volleyball team. We'll talk about that when we come back in 2 minutes on KDY.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Half Star Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn, here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's Ball Savings Time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our Fall Savings event.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
We're back at the Fitzsimmons John Arena. We want to make sure to remember the MSU West Plains Grizzly volleyball team, a great volleyball team that today will be in action. They're going to be playing against the winner of Iowa Western and Lincoln Trail. In fact, that ought to be starting here just any time. So we'll see if the Grizzly volleyball team can punch their ticket to the national tournament. Congratulations on what's just been an incredible year by every measure. And it says here they will play Iowa Western. All right. That's due to start in about a minute. So we will see what happens. Iowa Western and the Grizzlies have had some knockdown dragouts over the years, and I'm sure today will be no exception. The Grizzlies are now 32-5. 32-5 on the year. And number 11 in the final poll by the NJCAA. Great start second half, and it'll be the Grizzlies starting five. Javian Downey, Saheem Jackson, Riley Whitaker, Lionel Kimwemba and Urji Hanami. Starting five for Wabash Valley, Clay Butler, Musha Burton, Cor Furlow, Kevin Anthony, and Jamil Barber. And here we go on the inbound. Grizzlies have the ball. They shoot to the bucket to our right in the white. Left corner, Urji Hanami puts it on the floor. Step three, right-hand runner off the side iron. Won't fall down. And the rebound taken down by Kevin Anthony. He's leading there rebounding at 6 feet 10. Over on the left side now. Jab step, Daniel Robinson. Bad pass over the top. Threw it away. Threw it out of bounds. Grizzlies with five turnovers in the first half. That is number 10 on the Warriors today. Naeem Jackson will bring it up. The Grizzlies lead this game by 9. Left side, Zaheem raises up, shoots the 3. That's too hard. Rebound, Lionel Kimwemba bounces over Zaheem. Gets in the paint, spins to the middle, kicks it outside. Urji Hanami, right side on the baseline. Baseline, little fadeaway teardrop shot. No good off the sidearm. Picked up back the other direction. Down the key, left-hand layup, no good. Whistle, and he'll shoot 2. Xavier Downey tried to draw the charge there. And he'll be called for the blocking foul. You know, 2 years ago, when officiating started calling flopping fouls, which is just one of the sillier things that they've tried to do with the game. First free throw is good. You haven't seen that call much in the last year or so. Next free throw, no good. 1 out of 2 for Clay Butler. Up the right side, Urji Hanami. Bounce pass, low block. Urji in the middle. Turns, right hand baby. Hook is good. Boy, if he gets that shot down, he could be a big contributor offensively inside. Urji, or Lionel Kimwemba with his first field goal. Little baby hook from about 7 feet away. Ball tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Warriors. Grizzlies up by 10, 36-26. Inbound play, far left side. Catch there by Musha Burton. Get down the lane. Here's a lean-in shot, right-hand shot. Up good. Foul the play. Basket counts for Jamil Barber working against Riley Whitaker. Got him in the lane. And Barber picks up his first field goal. And the foul again is on Riley Whitaker. So it'll be 2 plus 1. Jamil Barber, a sophomore from Atlanta, Georgia. Free throw is good. 36-29. Offensively, we really need to keep the pressure on these guys because they'll stop playing defense after about 20 seconds. Zaheem Jackson, over the top, top of the circle. Down the key all the way in. Goes up, right-hand reverse, no good. He got fouled. He'll shoot 2. It puts so much pressure, so much more pressure on a defense if you are aggressive with the basketball. And you don't have to do it every time, but take the ball to the basket enough that you make them honor that. That alleviates some of that pressure that they apply around the perimeter, gives you some more open opportunities to shoot three-point shots. Z-Jack, free throw shooter, in and out, no good. Zaheem Jackson from the line is 1 for 3. He has 5 points today. 18-17 to go in the ball game. Z-Jack shoots again, good. Back in the ball game now for the black and red clad Warriors. Travian Ford, 6'5", sophomore redshirt from Memphis. Grizzlies on defense. Playing zone down the key. Here's a drive. Body contact. No good on the shot. Ford gets it back now on the left side on the wing for a three. No good, but a long rebound comes out. And now here's an open three, and it's good. Clay Butler. Some bad luck there. Hustle wasn't bad, but the rebounds were long and right at the other team. 37-32. Javian Downey, left corner. Riley Whitaker, back to Javian. Urgy dribbles through, puts it up on the run, off the board, no good, but he got fouled. He'll shoot two. Grizzlies have Blaine Harris and who else? Sean Glass getting ready to come in. Urgy was fouled in the act of shooting. Today he's 3 out of 4. He missed his first one, but he's made 3 in a row. See how he does over here at the other end of the court. First try is no good. Blaine Harris is in the game. Sean Glass. So now Sean Glass and Zaheem Jackson are the guards for the Grizzlies. Here's the free throw again. Good. Z-Jack, or Urgy, that is, makes 1 out of 2. 38-32, 6-point Grizzly lead. I believe 10 has been our biggest lead today. On the right side, painted to the baseline. Wraparound pass. That pass stolen away. Zaheem has it. Up the middle of the floor. Hesitates. Steps through. Puts it up with the right hand. Good. How did he make that? On the left side of the key, turned his back to the basket, flipped it up over his head with his right hand. I don't know, but he has 8. And the Grizzly lead is back to 8. On the left side, pass inside, wide open. Lay-in is good by Core Furlow. Somebody lost him in the middle of the zone, 40-34. Urgy Hanami with 16:38 to play. Right side, Zaheem Jackson. Dribbles to the baseline, leans in, shoots, got fouled, and he'll shoot two. So Zjack will go to the line. Now, I had this thought the other night watching the Linkier prep game. Zaheem Jackson reminded me of someone. I thought about it and thought about it. And the reason I couldn't really think of who it was he reminded me of is because from a body type standpoint, they're different. But Lonnie Hayes, who was an All-America player for the Grizzlies back about, what was it, 14 years ago. Here's the free throw. First one good by Zjack. But they both have the same type of skill set. They can get, both of them get the ball to the basket. Both of them can shoot the ball a little bit from the perimeter. And they were excellent at drawing fouls. Zaheem Jackson, we get one more here. 41-34. Next try, good. Zaheem's made 3 straight. 42-34, Grizzlies by 8. Slow block, pass inside. Furlow goes up, blocked from behind by Blaine Harris. He didn't see him coming. The Cape Girardeau freshman took to the air and swatted that out of bounds. Here's the inbound play, and now we got a player down on the floor. That player is Travian Ford. And they'll get him out of the game. Here's the inbound play. Deep in the left corner. Ball fake dribble in. Lean in shot is up. No good. And a foul be called. That was a nice move that time by Jamil Barber, who was very aggressive toward the basket. And that's going to that foul. Dayton Roach had just checked into the game, and he gets called for that foul. At the end of all this, We'll name, as we always do, our Don Sato Service player of the game. Free throw tried, no good. Jamil Barber will get one more try. He has 3 points on the day. Jonathan White from South Carolina in the Grizzly lineup, freshman guard. When you need quick, call his number. Here's the next free throw, good. .42-35. Jonathan White to the right point, Saheem Jackson. Skip pass, left corner, catch and shoot for a three, no good. Rebound, though, will be called on Jaden Roach. Oh, Jaden Roach got the rebound. Foul's going to be called on the Warriors inside on a push-off, and that'll be against Core Furlow. I believe that's his third. Inbound play. Jonathan White on the wing, gets in the paint, dishes over, Roach lays it up and good. Nice play, give and go that time. And Jonathan White found Jaden Roach cutting to the basket. Jaden has four. 44-35. Jaden Roach right now with the minutes that he is being given, is doing and giving the Grizzlies what they need, some strength and presence inside the lane. Foul is called against the Grizzlies here, and that will be who is that on? Not sure. Probably Sean Glass. Anyway, inbound play out front. It'll go all the way to the backcourt. Gabe Bird down the key, stops, leans in, shoots off the board. Good. He's a scorer. He's got 9 points coming off the bench today. 44-37. Grizzlies offense in a purely half-court game. Being very methodic. Wrap around, give and go. Great catch. And here's a lean-in shot. No good. But the rebound to the Grizzlies left corner. Three ball is an air ball by Jonathan White. Now back the other way on the break. They'll take it in, step through, right-hand shot off the board, and good. A circus shot by Clay Butler, falling under the basket, just threw it up over his head, and it banked in. 44-39. Zaheem Jackson off the screen to the baseline. Keeps the dribble in the deep left corner. Here's a three, no good by Blaine Harris. But he got fouled in the act of shooting that three, so you know what that means. He's going to have three free throws here with 14:35 to go in the second half. 44-39 is our current score, but Blaine Harris will be at the free throw line. And the 6'5 freshman from Cape Girardeau with a chance to change the score here. First one, no good. Grizzlies 4 out of 7 from the line this half. We're 14 out of 23 for the game. Two more shots. First, the second one is good. Now 45-39. Still a ton of time left in the game. One thing I noticed that is the same for all the teams we played tomorrow. Next one is good by Blaine Harris. So he has five. And that is, you know, it used to be teams all wore the same kind of shoes. We want everybody to look the same. Now, no one wears the same kind of shoes on a basketball team. Nobody. Over on the right side, here's a pull-up three, no good. But the long rebound is chased down, and now Gabe Bird has it. Over to the left side this time with Kamea Chandler. Left point, crossover dribble, spin to the middle, lean in shot, up good, found the play, and the basket counts for Muja Burton. He just kind of muscled that one up and got into the body of Blaine Harris. That's his first basket of the ball game. 46-39. Jared Fay squatted down on the Grizzly bench, looked up at the score clock, as if to say, can't that clock go any faster? 46-41. Free throw for a three-point play. No good. Sean Glass with a rebound. At least that's what I'd be thinking. Sean Glass in the front court. Jonathan White out high. Goes to his left, gives it back now. JV and Downey back in the game. Gets a screen. Now picks up the dribble. Out to the point. And now with 10 on the shot clock. Sean Glass is going to do some work here. Pulls up, shoots a three ball straight on. No good. Rebound though, Lionel Kimwimba. Lionel takes it to the middle, right hand hook. No good. Put back is up and no good. And they're going to say, there's no shot clock violation. It'll be Grizzly basketball. The play stopped after Blaine Harris shot that ball. He got rid of it before the horn went off for the shot clock violation. So they put 17 on the shot clock and give the Grizzlies the ball back, leading 46-41. Inbound, low block. They feed it back. Sean cross court. Jonathan White, right point. Steps through, kicks it back outside. Blaine Harris to the point. Javian Downey. Shot clock at four. Javian all the way. Right-hander off the board. No good. And the rebound kicked out. Here they go. Two on two the other way. Step through shot. Up. No good. Foul on the play. They'll put Muja Burton back on the free throw line. And the foul is on the Grizzlies. Sean Glass. That'll be, I think, his second. Jake Sage checking in, Riley Whitaker checking in, Muja Burton checks in at the free throw line to shoot two. 5-point game, first one good. Thirteen-10 to go in the ball game. Next try, good. So Burton makes it 46-43. Grizzly basketball out front. Riley Whitaker. Sean Glass out near midcourt with the ball. One possession game again. Glass over. Riley Whitaker drives the lane. Stops. Fades away from 12. Good. Riley Whitaker with a big shot there to stem the tide. His first field goal. He has 3 points. 48-33. Left wing, open shot, they'll shoot the three, and it's good by Kamea Chandler. That's a huge shot. That pulls this game back within two, 48-46. Downey down the key all the way, goes up, tried to dunk it and missed it, but the long rebound comes out, and the Grizzlies have it again. Jake Sage will hand it. Jamie and Downey, Jake in the corner, splits the defense, feeds it across to the far left corner. Three ball is no good by Riley. Rebound, though, Sean Glass. He'll turn and shoot. No good. And ball saved underneath, feed it back, and Sean Glass laid it up. No good. And a putback won't go. And the Grizzlies miss two. I mean, standing right under the basket. Ball tipped out of bounds at the other end. And it'll stay with the Warriors, 48-46. So Sean Glass and Javian Downey will come out. Zaheem Jackson and Urji Hanami come back in. Out there with Jake Sage, Riley Whitaker, and Lionel Kimwimba. Boy, we missed two easy ones just a moment ago. Should have had two more out of that. At the free throw line. Feed it back. Open shot for the lead for three. No good. Rebound goes long to the corner. Jake Sage chases it down. Let's see if Zaheem Jackson tries to get the ball to the rim here. Crosses over, takes it to the rim. Layup, no good. Rebound, though. Knocked away. Loose basketball. Players on the deck after it. Tied up. Should be Grizzly basketball. No, it will be Wabash basketball. Grizzlies had the ball to start this half. Back Back in the ball game for the Grizzlies will be Jaden Roach. He'll give Lionel Kamwemba a rest. Tight game, 48-46. Left side, Malachi Johnson. Now they get it in the middle. Post up inside, going up, good. Foul the play, basket counts. Jaden Roach giving up some size to Core Furlow, just a little bit, but Furlow used it, drew the contact, got the basket, and he'll shoot one. Now we're tied at 48 each with 11:06 to play. And the free throw is good, and the Warriors have taken the lead, overcoming a 10-point deficit. And they lead at 49-48. Naheem Jackson, backcourt. Cross-court, diagonal, open shot for a three. Get in there. Good. Riley Whitaker. And a timeout called by the Grizzlies. With 10:54 to go in the second half, here at Moberly, it's MSU West Lions 51, Wabash Valley 49. Back in a minute on KDY.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Half Star Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Well, it's a tight basketball game. It was a 9-point game at the half. The Grizzlies led it 34-25. But as we come back to play, it's only a 2-point game now, and Wabash Valley from Mount Carmel, Illinois, down by two, and a foul is going to be called on the Grizzlies defensively on a pass to the low side, right side, and a holding foul is going to be called on the Grizzlies, Jake Sage. That is the eighth team foul on the Grizzlies, so it's 1-1 now. For Wabash Valley, two here to tie. The first try is good. Jamil Barber. And good. Now full court pressure by the Warriors. Riley Whitaker, Jake Sage. And they steal it away at midcourt. Taking it in, right hand lay-in, no good. Off the turnover, but a foul's going to be called on Zaheem Jackson. Well, Jake Sage got in trouble when he turned his back to the mid-court line. And that's when the ball got slapped away from behind. The Grizzlies turned it over just for the sixth time today. But I believe that press caught us a little bit off guard. Free throw shooter is Kamea Chandler. First one good. 52-51. And good. They'll leave the press on. Pass up the side. Urji Hanami feeds it ahead. Pump fake. Jaden Roach up. Blocked out of bounds. No foul. Holy smokes. And it'll be Grizzly basketball. 53-51. Jaden Roach went up for the shot, and I guess it got capped. Bad pass on the inbound play. Jaden Roach comes away with it. Call timeout, man. Well, it's a jump ball, so we didn't have to call a timeout. It'll be Grizzly basketball. Jaden Roach, Riley Whitaker, Sean Glass, Urgi Hanami, and Zaheem Jackson are on the court right now. We have 10:19 to go in this ball game. We'll get a media timeout coming up here pretty soon. Jackson will move it out. Down the key to the baseline. Follow away. Jump shot. No good. Rebound, though. Urgi Hanami. Urge puts it on the floor. Puts it off the board. It's up and around. Won't fall. Man alive. We have missed so many of those today. Just hang on the rim. Short shots. Warriors back left wing. Open for a three. Good. Jamil Barber has 9 all in this half. Zaheem Jackson, front court. Urgi Hanami has it. And he'll be fouled from behind. That'll be just the 16th foul on the Warriors. Grizzlies are now down 5. 56-51. Jade Roach comes out. And Lionel Kamwimba comes back in. Inbound play, Sean Glass. Fresh shot clock. Left side, Zaheem Jackson clears out to the left side. We really, really need a basket here. 9:20 to go. Down by 5. Zaheem, Urgi drives in, hangs and shoots, and he missed it. All he had to do was go up straight into the basket. He'd have got fouled, but he's trying to avoid a block, and the shot was off the mark. Over on the right side to the baseline. All the way. Lays it up. No good. And the missed shot rebounded by Urgi Hanami. Off the miss by Malachi Johnson. Front court. Down the key. Zaheem steps through. Throws it up. No good. But he got fouled. That'll be a pushing foul. And that's going to be on Core Furlough. They've been keeping an eye on him. I believe that's 3 on him today. 56-51. Grizzlies at the free throw line. 6 out of 9 in the second half. 16 for 25 for the ball game. Free throw try. Good. Team Jackson with the free throw with one more to go. Here in this half, we've played 11 minutes. The Grizzlies have made 5 field goals. One more try. Zaheem puts it up and good. Davian Downey will check in for Zaheem Jackson. Zaheem on the day now has 11 points. Here's Jamil Barber in the paint. They get it inside, shot up no good by Muja Burton. And he drew a foul. 6'5 sophomore from Minnesota. We'll get back to the free throw line here. He goes to the line here with a 56-53 game. First of 2 is good. Grizzlies are already over the limit double bonus-wise. Musha Burton has made 3 out of 4 today. And good again. 58-53. Blaine Harris in the backcourt. This press has given us some trouble. Long pass is going to be knocked away but picked up. Grizzlies feed off. Blast goes in. Lays it up and good. Nice feed by Lionel Kamwimba. to get it to Sean Glass, who was cutting. He has 9 points. 58-55. Here's a step-through move off the side of the rim. No good by Jameel Barber. Grizzlies with a chance to tie with a three. Javian down the key, bounces it across. Erzi all the way in, lays it up and good. Back to a one-point game. 58-57. Warriors by one, call timeout. 7:53 to go in the ball game, or at least in regulation. And the score is Wabash Valley 58, the Grizzlies 57. Back in a minute on KDY.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn, here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Half Star Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, 58-57 is the score. The Grizzlies led at the half by 9. Eventually lost the lead and trailed by 5 here in the second half. And right now, 58-57, Wabash Valley has the basketball in their front court. Blaine Harris, Sean Glass, Javian Downey, Erji Hunami, and Lionel Kamwimba in the game. Here's a shot in the middle, pull-up shot, and it's up and good by Clay Butler, who has 20 points. And now at the other end, here's the drive. Ball is up, no good, but a foul's going to be called again, or is it? No. Just tipped out of bounds. Javian Downey took it all the way to the basket, but it got blocked away. Still a Grizzly ball. 24 on the shot clock. Lob it out front. Sean Glass. Right side, Javian Downey to the point. Erzi puts it on the floor, puts up a runner high off the board. No good, but he got fouled on the drive. And this is really pretty smart because as poorly as we're shooting the basketball today, your better bet is to drive, try to get a short shot, try to get, if not that, maybe a foul, maybe a three-point play. In the act of shooting, so Erzi Hunami will shoot two times. First try is no good. We don't help, at least through the first three-plus games, we don't help ourselves at the line. And when you're playing close games, that is where the game is decided. It's a three-point game right now. Next try, good. Erzi makes it a two-point game, 60-58, with 7 1/4 to play, all the way down the lane. Here's a ball blocked partially by Lionel Kamwimba. Back the other way, pass across. Erzi with a big dunk, and we're tied at 60. A three-on-two break, and they got it to Erzi. And he flushed it right on down. Tie game at 60 all. Left side. Gabe Bird to the point. Three is way short and is taken down by the Grizzlies. Let's push it a little bit here. We're going to hold it up and go half court. Zaheem Jackson on the right sideline now. Keeps the dribble. Crossover. Nearly beat his guy. Goes in and under. Far corner. Here's a three by Blaine Harris. It's good. Blaine Harris with a huge shot. And he'll get the glad hand on the bench. And a timeout is called. Probably by the Grizzlies here in this case. Full timeout. And the score with 6:42 to go. The Grizzlies have retaken the lead, 63-60. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
What could be better than getting new tires and putting money back in your pocket? You can do both at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Buy four new Goodyear tires and get a $200 rebate when you use the Goodyear credit card. Travel with peace of mind this summer with new rubber on the road and more money in your pocket.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State, West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Remember, tonight it's district football, semifinal football from McDonald's Field and Visitor Stadium. Catch the game tonight between West Plains and Logan Rogersville here on KDY all night. Mike Renfro is broadcasting. I'll be up here listening, probably eating pizza. 63-60, and here we go, back to play. Warriors basketball out front. Grizzlies have gone straight man-to-man after playing zone the entire first half. Down the key, right-hand runner is up and good. Nice shot on the run by Gabe Bird. And it's a one-point game, 63-62. 6:18 to go. Johnson in the game for the Grizzlies at guard. High screen, Urgy dribbles over the top all the way in. Got his shot blocked, loose on the deck, picked up by Urgy. He's tied up, and it'll be a jump ball, and it'll be Warrior basketball. All right, the Grizzlies are going to go full court press. Jared Faye screaming 11, and that's what that is. 2-2-1, full court press. Up the right side in the front court now. Gabe Bird with the ball. 63-62 Grizzlies. At the right point, Bird picked up by Urgy Hanami. Illegal screen out front, didn't get called. Ball loose on the floor, and it's a steal. And that'll be that should be an intentional foul in the back court. As Zaheem Jackson knocked the ball away and got tripped on his way to pick up that ball. I'm not sure, but they didn't call that intentional because it sure looked like it was. But the foul is on the Warriors. The Grizzlies go back to the free throw line. That's the ninth team foul, so it's 1-1. And that, from now on for the rest of the game, it's two shots with each foul. It's double bonus for both sides. Big free throws. The Grizzlies are 19 out of 30 today. And good. Twenty for 31 with a chance to make this a three-point lead again. Wabash Valley has been great at the line today. 14 out of 17 free throws. Next one is good. Six out of eight from the line here in the second half for Zaheem Jackson. Down the key all the way, dish it across, knocked away, stripped away by Urgy Hanami. They penetrated and tried to kick it back over to Kevin Anthony, but he had the ball stripped out of his hands by Lionel Kimwimba. At the left point. Circling outside, Kamea Chandler. Over on the right wing, pass inside. Here's a dump down, lay-in is up and good. Good cross-court pass to Kevin Anthony. We finished the play. He has six. 65-64. 5-10 and counting in the ball game. On the right side, Urgy Hanami. Jab step, drives the lane, dishes across, and a shot and a foul. Lionel was going up to get the dunk, and he got fouled in the act of shooting. The ball slapped out to the left corner, and it'll be two shots. So 10 team fouls apiece, but in the act of shooting anyway. Lionel Kimwemba shoots two times. First one, no good. ...65-64. 5 minutes, 1 second to play. Good. 66-64. They've got a new scoreboard here. I just realized that. Very nice. Ball slapped away out of bounds. Stays with the Warriors in the backcourt. I don't know what the holdup is, but now everybody's ready. Grizzlies back to that. Looks like a 1-2-1-1 press now. Chandler up ahead, front court, breaks a 10 count by 2 seconds. Over on the right side, Blaine Harris on the basketball. Drive down the paint. They'll cut him off. Fadeaway shot with the right hand. No good. Rebound comes along. Picked up, though, by Henry. Inside layup on the run. Good. Cutting down the lane, Daniel Robinson. This game is tied at 66. Zaheem to the right side. Jonathan White. Behind the back move. Baseline shot is up. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Kevin Anthony. The Warriors back with 4:08 to go. Tied at 66. Chandler over on the left side. Jameel Barber. Puts it on the floor, gets around his guy, goes up and scores. That's a bad matchup right there. Jameel Barber at 6'4 going up against Jonathan White, listed at 6'1. Front court, Grizzlies down by two. 3:40 to go. Jackson had it knocked away, picked up by Kimwemba. Ergy puts it on the floor, takes it all the way in. Jackknife shot, no good. And the rebound to the Warriors. We're down to 3:22 to go, 68-66. Out front, Robinson gets in the lane, steps through, right-hand scoop shot is good. Warriors with 3 minutes to go. Got a score here. Left point, Jonathan White. Three ball, Ergy on the wing. An air ball saved by Kimwemba, and he got it back, and now gets it back to Kimwemba in the corner. Shot in the corner for a three is going to be blocked out of bounds as the big guy, Kevin Anthony, came out and challenged that. And the Grizzlies will sub in Sean Glass for Jonathan White here. Blaine Harris on the inbound play. Jackson goes up with the shot at the free throw line, and he is going to be fouled in the act of shooting by Daniel Robinson. Grizzlies got bailed out on that one. Z-Jack was just trying to draw a foul and threw the ball up there, and he did get bailed out. 2:40 to go. Wabash Valley leads at 70-66. Now I can say this with quite a bit of certainty as Z-Jack goes to the line. First free throw is good. Zaheem makes it a three-point game. I can say this with certainty. This team we play tomorrow, Southwest Illinois, they're going to be better than Wabash. Noticeably better. Here's the next try, and it's good. So Zaheem Jackson has 10 points this half and only one field goal. And he's got 15 for the game. Timeout. Back in a minute. 2:40 to play. Grizzlies are down 2, 70-68. Back in a minute on KDY.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's Ball Savings Time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our Fall Savings event.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State, West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Well, 2:40 to go in the ball game. The Grizzlies trail it by 2, 70-68. They're going to call off the press here with 2:40 to go. And here they come, the Grizzlies, with Urji Hanami, Zaheem Jackson, Sean Glass, Glenn Harris, and Lionel Kimwemba. Out high, they tried to post up inside. They can't get the ball into the block. Top of the circle. Robinson steps through, puts up a floater. No good. Rebound. Lionel Kimwemba with it for the Grizzlies. Gets it over to Blaine Harris. 2:15 to go with a chance to tie or take the lead. Zaheem Jackson brings it down. Sets up the offense. They go four low. Out to the point. Urji Hanami, crossover dribble, nearly lost it. Gets it out to Zjack with 12 on the shot clock. A 2 to tie, a 3 to take the lead. Zjack beats his guy on the dribble, gets in the paint, feeds it inside. Lionel up and under, no good. Got it knocked away, though, picked back up. And the ball did hit the bottom of the rim, and the shot is up and rims off for a 3. They didn't call a shot clock violation. We just shot the ball, I think, because we heard that horn. But the Grizzlies would have had a fresh shot clock because the ball did hit the bottom of the rim a moment ago. Here's a drive down the lane. Here's a pull-up shot. Turnaround is good by Clay Butler in the lane with 1:20 to go, and it's a four-point game, 72-68. Jackson gets a screen, goes baseline, works his way in, feeds it far side. Blaine Harris got a three look, and it's no good. And the rebound taken down by Wabash, and they're in the driver's seat now, up by 4 with 1:03 to go. Double bonus is in effect. If we're going to foul, let's go ahead and foul and get it over with and save some time here. Robinson gets away, moves to the free throw line, ball tipped away, stolen away. Blaine Harris has it. Bounce pass up the court, all the way to the hoop. Right-hand layup partially blocked as Sean Glass tried to go up and around instead, just going straight and hard to the basket. And a foul will be called in the backcourt. So with 35 seconds left, it'll be Kamea Chandler at the free throw line for Wabash Valley. And the first one is good. The Grizzlies will sub out. Lionel Kimwemba and Urji Hanami, they'll put in shooters, Jake Sage and Riley Whitaker. So right now the Grizzlies have 5 guards on the floor. 73-68. Chandler will get one more. And it's good. So it's a 6-point game. Sean Glass down the floor, 33 seconds to go. All the way in, wrap around to the far corner, and he bounced the ball out of bounds as he tried to feed it cross court. And that's a turnover, only the second of the second half on the Grizzlies. Urji Hanami back in, 28.6 seconds to go as the Warriors look like they're on the verge of eking one out here. Grizzlies full court press. In the backcourt up the left side, they'll break the count, and a foul will be called on Blaine Harris. Stops the clock with 21 seconds to go. Mineral Area beat this team, Wabash Valley, by 22 points. They're up on us by 6. Free throw good. And they have taken care of business at the free throw line, I'll tell you what. Next try. Good. They have won this game at the free throw line. 76-68, 17 seconds to go. Pass up ahead, layup, JV and Downey, good, and a quick whistle, and a timeout. 16 seconds left, it's a 6-point game. 76-70, Warriors lead, back in a minute on KDY.
To take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, back to play. A quick foul, Muja Burton at the line. We have 14 seconds to play in the ball game. Wabash isn't going to win the game at the line, but they shot a far, far higher percentage than the Grizzlies did. First one good, second one good. Down the floor quickly. JV and Downey on the baseline. Wrap it around to the corner. Shane Glass with a 3. No good. Put back by Javian is good with 4.8 seconds to go. So we'll get a timeout call, and it'll be a 30-second timeout. So we'll just keep it here. 78-72. This game is over. Wabash Valley is going to win for the third time this year, I believe. Well, I'm not positive about that. I believe that's correct. I believe they'll be 3-1 now. They won their first two games, got beat by Mineral Area by 22, and now they're going to beat the Grizzlies, it looks like, by 6 or 8. Baseball pass the other end. Top there, and they'll circle it back out. No need to foul. This game is over. Grizzlies lose to Wabash Valley, 78-72. And we'll come back and talk it over with Jared Fay here on our post game. Our Don's Auto Service player of the game for today is Zaheem Jackson. He led the way offensively, mainly with a lot of free throws in the second half. But he finished today with 15 points. Jared Fay joins us on our post game coming up in 1 minute on Hot Country KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Half Star Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Jared Fay joins us here. The final score again, 78-72, as Wabash Valley beats the Grizzlies here. You know, if you're a kid and you ever had a ball that you had to air up, sometimes they'd spring a leak and it would just slowly go flat. And that was kind of like, that was kind of the way I felt watching the second half here today. You know, we were in pretty good shape for the most part, but then when we stopped making field goals, we just couldn't make it. We only had 9 field goals in the second half.
Yeah, it really wasn't a pretty game offensively for probably either team. Felt like there was some open looks both teams were missing. Missed a lot of lay-ins. We missed a lot of free throws. I thought our defensive effort was really good in the first half. Wasn't very good in the second half. And, you know, close game like this, at the end of the day, you got to get some stops and some buckets, and we just couldn't get those stops. There's just those possessions or periods of the game where it felt like they're just doing whatever they want, scoring. We've got to figure out a way to get better defensively.
I thought the zone looked pretty good at times in the first half, and then you went back to man-to-man. What did you see when you were playing both of those?
Well, it's the same thing. We keep getting beat off the dribble. You know, some of the freshmen are probably a little overzealous and out there pressuring. Maybe we got a little tired. I don't know. We got to watch film. But at the end of the day, man zone, it doesn't really matter if you can beat off the dribble. And so we've got to get better in that area.
I thought that Urji Hunami had a pretty good all-around game for you today.
He did. Urji's been solid. Great drives to the basket. Some of those, I think he probably makes more of those than, you know, some of the ones he missed today. But he always gives you good effort, and he'll have a good year for us.
Another guy that put, I thought had a good effort today. He didn't score a lot, but Lionel Kumwimba got his hands on a lot of balls, got a lot of rebounds early in the ball game in particular.
He sure did, and you know, their big kid was really good, and Lionel did a really good job on him. Played good defense, and yeah, you know, there's some good things we can take. There's a lot of things we got to learn. We got to get better.
Do you think that sometimes we forget? You know, the freshman players are a year out of high school. This game is a different kind of game for them. Do you still feel like for some of the freshmen, the game is still a little bit fast?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I think Sean Glass is going to be really good, and John White, they're going to be really good. But, you know, there's a lot of just mistakes that they make right now. Reading the game probably wrong. Things are happening too fast, but they're competitive guys, and I really do think they'll make some strides for us.
You said when the year started, Jaden Roach was a little bit of a project. He's learning pretty fast.
He sure is. He sure is. And he's slowly getting into better shape where he can play more minutes for us. So we're seeing some good things. So that's a tough game right there because I feel like that's one we could have won. But got to give them credit. You know, wasn't the prettiest offensive game for quite a while. Both teams thought were guarding really good. And they got enough shots, hit enough shots, and got enough stops when they needed to.
Got Swick tomorrow. Everybody's tough, but what do you see out of Swick?
I haven't watched much of him, to be honest, just because we've been, you know, everything on
worried about back. Yourself?
Yeah, and ourselves, that too. But I know they're always a really well-coached team. They got a couple good bigs, and they'll shoot it pretty good. So we got to learn from this, but we can't sit around and mope about it too much. We got another game tomorrow.
We didn't shoot the ball worth beans today, but I got to believe, and I've seen these kids shoot the basketball, we are eventually going to be a much better shooting basketball.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, and it's contagious. I felt like the first half, it's just a lot of open looks that our good shooters are going to hit, but nobody could. And, you know, again, the first half, I thought we did a really good job defensively of keeping us in the game, but we'll get better.
All right, thanks, Coach. Appreciate
thanks,
it. All right, Jared Fay, the head coach of the Grizzlies here. The final score in the game is 78-72. Dylan, do me a favor because I haven't had time to total stuff, really. So let's take one more one-minute timeout, and we'll come back and wrap things up here at Moberly on KDY.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Half Star Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service specializes in doing things better, from selling tires to complete quality auto repair and auto service, serving the community for 40-plus years. Speaking of service, Don's Auto Service can provide air conditioning performance checks and services, computerized alignments, engine analysis, and more.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, the final score again. The Grizzlies lose to Wabash by a final of 78-72. I was trying to quickly add up the free throw shooting statistics. I was checking out the Wabash Valley column here, and they were just phenomenal from the free throw line today. They were 18 out of 21 in the second half alone. And for the game, they were 20 out of 23. That, my friends, is phenomenal free throw shooting. Let's see what the Grizzlies did team-wise. It got better as the game went. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Okay, so in the second half of the ball game, the Grizzlies were 14 out of 20 from the line. And so for the game, they were 24 out of 36. So the free throw shooting did get better. And the scoring overall for the Grizzlies, leading scorers were Zaheem Jackson, who had 15 points. Urji Hunami had 14. 9-point game for Sean Glass. 8 points for Blaine Harris. 7 points for Jake Sage, 6 points for Riley Whitaker, a 4-point game for Jaden Roach, and 3 for Lionel Kamwemba. So the Grizzlies had a 9-point halftime lead, but it just got away from us in the end, slowly but surely, and the Warriors were able to pick up the victory. They're now 3-1 on the year, and the Grizzlies fall to 1-3. We'll be here tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock start time. The Grizzlies will take on Southwestern Illinois College, 4 o'clock start time here on KDY. And so until then, as we bid you adieu, we wish the West Plains Zizzers all the best tonight as they play district football competition against Rogersville at McDonald's Field at Zizzer Stadium. Come on out and watch the game tonight. Can't be there, check it out on the radio and the live stream all night. And Mike Renfrew will have all that for you this evening. That'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff. So, till tomorrow afternoon at 4 here from Moberly, I'm Harlan Hutchison. Final again, Wabash Valley 78, MSU West Plains 72, saying so long from Moberly, Missouri.
This has been Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports. Brought to you by Bailey Chevrolet in Pontiac, Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm, MSU Athletics Department, and Ozark's Healthcare. Thanks for listening to Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports.